Happy Canada Day! It's Gordon Lightfoot here.
How you doing, everybody?
If you could read my mind, love.
I'll play with my coin purse.
Just like Miles, old porn movies. They're Super 8 and they're very worn.
We've been watching a song of gangsters. It's like, you know, like these old time gangsters, you know, around the Depression. And all of a sudden, just randomly out of nowhere, it's like, and this guy went on to make his own porn movie called John's Good Time.
John's Good Time. Well, hey, welcome to John's Good Time. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show and happy Canada Day.
Take off. Hey, this is dear my Eurostar up and way up in the northwest there of Canada. Ottawa.
Ottawa.
I'm with that girl that Oilers fan everyone keeps talking about. Oh, here she goes. Ready?
Oh, there's
oh, there they are.
Oh. They're coming out.
They're coming out, all right. They're coming out.
I'm coming out.
Out.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, we got to celebrate twice tonight because it's Canada Day and 4th of July coming up. So,
yay!
Even though we're not Canadian, but, you know, I'm a Canada-phile, perhaps. I don't know.
No. Wait, don't say we because I am part Canadian, so what? You can go to hell.
Really? How are you part Canadian?
My great grandfather was from Ontario.
I believe that any place you leave your seed, you become part of that nation.
Well, then I'm going to be paying a lot of Wisconsin taxes. I'm telling you that right now.
And one time I was in Canada, guess what happened?
Yeah, probably.
You won't believe it. I left my seed. Yeah.
No, really? No, it's for real. No,
really? You have Canadian blood, huh?
Yeah, I keep seeing these. You ever see these dumb things on, like, for $800, you can be a Polish citizen or something like that? Like, what? Mm-hmm.
I never see that. Are you looking to escape the country, are you?
No, you can have, like, dual citizenship.
I did not know you had to pay exorbitant rates for that.
Say by zero.
Yeah,
I can't talk tonight.
See, now I got a friend who is I guess he would be first generation Irish, right?
Mm-hmm.
His parents are from Ireland, and he can get Irish citizenship.
Yes, correct.
And my in my family, my wife can get German citizenship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You don't believe me?
No, I do. I know what story goes with that. I don't.
Oh, yeah. No. We're not going to go into everything here.
Yeah, let's not go into everything.
Everything. German. So I suppose you could get Polish citizenship, but they're going to charge you $800.
I don't know. It's something like that. I'm like, nah. I mean, if it was like, you know, like $10, I'd do it. I'm not going to do it.
If I could get my Polish citizenship for $10 and a glow ring or something, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, sticker or
old mood ring or something.
There's got to be something for me, like a 2 liter or something.
If I could get it for $10 in a 40 ounce, I would be Polish citizen.
Oopa, here I go.
They don't say oopa in Poland, do they?
I know, that's Greek.
Yeah, it's Greek. So, I got my teeth cleaned today.
You know, what is with you and the dentist? Jesus Christ.
I know. Is it now for what? Most of my life, And people, if you've heard this, you've heard the stories. My father-in-law, it was a dentist. He passed away. And
amongst other things.
A whole other, there's a whole lot of stories there. But anyway.
We can't go into, we don't want to go.
Since he's not a dentist anymore, I have to go to the regular dentist. Well, I didn't always talk about when I went to see him. It was free. I didn't have to pay anything. Now I have to pay, so it's like front of mind, right? So
yeah.
So yeah, today was my day to get my teeth cleaned, and I have a whole history like of not having to pay and not having to wait for So now that I have to pay and wait, I still don't like to wait. And so I get the first appointment in the morning. I will be there at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
And by the way, my dentist is Polish and has his Polish citizenship.
I love Polish
citizenship. Yeah. And he, but anyway, I didn't have to see it. I just could get a cleaning done. So I was there. I was actually the second person there. Some other guy beat me there. But anyway, first thing in the morning, I go in, I get checked in. I literally was called back first.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy had to wait, even though I came in the door second. He was doing something else, though. He was more complicated. So and they're all very nice. You know, don't get me wrong here. This story is going to go awry. I don't want people to think they're not nice. They're very nice.
Right.
So I go. They take me back. You know, they whisk me back into the chair with the hygienist. And she's getting all ready, you know, and she's talking to me. What are you going to do for the 4th of July? I'm like, I don't know, nothing. And trying to make small talk with me, but it's impossible.
You Bobcat Goldblatt.
I don't know. So, what am I going to do? So she's, you know, has all her implements of destruction laid out and everything. And then, you know, she puts the little bib on me and whatnot. And it's like, we're at the point, I know I've been through this several times, right? We're at the point where she's going to, you know, recline me so that she can get in my gaping maw and do some work. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, wait a minute. I'll be right back. She gets up and leaves, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there looking out the window. And I'm like, you know, this is unusual. You know, usually they get to work. They want to get me out of there as quick as possible.
I was going to say, usually knock it out.
Yeah, they knock you right out. So then I hear the other guy come back, and he's in the little room across the hall. And then my dentist comes in. The dentist, you know, he didn't come say hi to me. He was going to see the other guy. And I hear the whole conversation. He's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, he's very chatty. He goes through all the motions of talking to you without actually listening to you.
Right.
He does a great job. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you went on vacation. Fantastic. Where'd you go? Hey, vacation. I hear this whole thing. And now I'm realizing it's been like about, I don't know, about 6 or 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, no. You know what this means, don't you?
Yeah, it's the same thing for you, right?
What do you mean? What do you think it means?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, here's what it means.
What does it mean?
My hygienist went and took a shit.
What? What?
That's what it means.
Oh, wait, you're saying this poor lady had to go.
She had her coffee.
Mm-hmm.
She's waiting for the people to show up. I show up. It takes her at least 15 to 20 minutes to get back to me.
Come on, man. You're mean, man.
I am telling you, in my mind, after about 6 minutes, I'm sitting there and I'm like, this woman has went to take a crap because I can't hear her. She's not wandering up and down the hallways.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big office. She doesn't have to do paperwork. She just is a hygienist.
Yeah.
Right. And so then I sat there for the next 10 minutes scared out of my life because she's going to be putting her hands in my mouth as soon as she gets done.
Oh, I've never even thought of that. Ugh.
So my mind's racing because I'm such a weirdo. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they wear gloves, don't they? Yes, they wear gloves. They're going to be wearing gloves, aren't they?
Yeah.
And so I'm freaking out. I'm in the chair, you know.
She comes and smells like air freshener.
I'm like, they have to wear gloves, right? Isn't that a law or something? I'm having this whole conversation with myself for about 10 minutes. She comes in, fresh as a daisy.
Whistling.
And she's like, oh, sorry about that. And then I'm like, I want to ask so bad, but you know you can't. You
come polite, on, you weirdo.
Polite public. You can't go around so asking people, did you just have a bowel movement, your coffee bowel movement?
Nice.
And then, thank God, she puts on the gloves.
Yeah.
And then she proceeds to tell me that I need the floss.
Oh, man, that corn.
She's like, have you been flossing regularly?
Well, have you been, never mind.
Yeah, and all I can think about is the fact that she just left me for almost 20 minutes while she took care of business.
I don't believe she took 20 minutes out to take care of
I wish I would have timed it because it was very close to 20 minutes. I swear. I'm looking out the window.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to this whole conversation on the other side of the hallway, and it was about 20 minutes, and at the 6 minute mark, I'm like, I don't hear her, I don't see her moving around, you know, nobody else is talking to her, she's in the bathroom.
She could have ran out and got donuts for everybody or something.
No, that's not what they do. They bring the donuts with them.
Her child forgot her book bag in the car, and she had to drive to the school and come back.
I would put money. I'm cheap bastard. I would put money that she was taking a crap.
If only you were a monk, you know, you could figure this out.
I could have. Can I see your fingernails?
I think you're guilty, and this is why.
One moment there, please, hygienist. I mean, have you ever had that experience? I've never. They always process me like clockwork.
Wait. No, she comes in and she's got like a big piece of toilet paper like on the bottom of her shoe. She comes in, you're like, oh.
I can't even look at people. I can't even look at them while they're working on me, let alone with that. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I don't know. I don't believe this lady took 20 minutes to do that.
Hey, you think what you want to think. I can tell you what I was thinking. I've never had that experience. They come in. I mean, they are faster than Valvoline changing my oil. I swear to God. I get in there.
Right.
Right. Jacking up my face. I'm bleeding. They're telling me to spit. You know, then they put stuff on me. And that's the way it normally happens. Today, before we get started, I got to go away for 20 minutes, and then I'll come back and tell you about this great article I read.
There could be an explanation besides that. I'm just saying there could be.
No, there's no other explanation.
I mean, I don't want there to be honest with you. I want it to be true, but I just don't, you know. Just because I'm a weirdo and I enjoy these stories, but man, I think.
Everybody poops. I know that, but they don't poop and then put their hands in my mouth.
Yes, I live with two other people. Yes, I know other people poop.
So. So anyway, this was let's not even, we already made the discussion that my father-in-law was my dentist for a long time.
Yes.
I know what he did with his hands too. So let's not even go there. Okay.
So Bob, And I tell you what I did last weekend. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
So, but I mean, this was the first time in this environment that I felt, you know, I was getting, you know.
You ever gut a deer before, Bob?
With yeah. Bare hands? Yeah, with a bare hand. Yeah.
It's no the kidding. Most rewarding experience.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'm totally, oh, thank, I mean, I made it through, but you know, now from now on, if anybody leaves the room, once we start the procedure, I'm going to have problems. So what's going on with you? Oh, now he's disappeared. Oh, there he is. Now he's back. Hey, Miles. So what's going on with you, Miles? You're still muted there, bud.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess I was. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm here now. Okay. So let me clear my throat here. Sorry.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't have, you know, hygienist dirty fingernails in your mouth.
No, I keep telling my doctor something wrong with my throat. He keeps telling me no. I'm like, okay. So. When I die with a trach in
like,
my throat.
He's like, I'm not looking at that.
I want to look at something else, Miles.
Yeah.
And you know what? I went to a Comic-Con.
Was it a real Comic-Con or was it one of those farm Comic-Cons that you go to?
I had to pay to get in, so I consider it real.
Okay. It's not like, you know, Billy Bob in his barn somewhere.
No, says, this, was, no this, is, this had guests.
Come look at my Hot Wheel collection.
Guests. It had guests.
So where was this at?
This was in a place called Davenport.
Oh, you were up in the Quad Cities. No, yeah, Quad Cities.
Yeah, I was actually right across from the world famous Black Hawk Hotel.
I don't even know about that. You're going to tell me.
That's where Cary Grant died.
Oh, that's okay. I do know about that. Yeah.
And his ghost resides there. So.
Do they really say Cary Grant's ghost resides there?
Yeah. Google it.
I'll have to check that out. I was just watching, what was I watching? I watched North by Northwest the other night. There you go. Cary Grant.
And, so there was a couple people. There was a lot of guests, but most of them I didn't know.
So were you at the Black Hawk Hotel or next to it?
Across the street.
Okay. In like the, what, the Civic Center or what?
Yeah, I don't know the name of it.
Chili's, Mexican restaurant, doesn't matter.
I don't know what it was. I just show up. I don't really, you know.
Juvenile.
Hey, how old is this building? You know, yeah. What's the square footage? You know, I don't go in and ask a lot of questions.
Where's the bathrooms?
No, I found that out right away because we all had to go. Like, oh, yep. And there wasn't, I mean, there's people there, but there wasn't like a lot of people going to see the guests, you know.
Oh, well, who was the guest?
A lot of people like voice actors and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. But this wasn't the Scooby-Doo guy, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
And no, that one, I didn't go to that one.
That's right.
So I really wanted to go.
What was the name of this Comic-Con, first of all?
Planet Funk Con.
Oh, okay. Actually, I've seen a thing on this. Go ahead.
Planet Funk Con. I said funk.
I don't, you know, they need to rename that.
And I wanted to see two guys specifically, and one was... And I will not pronounce his last name.
I am here to see two guys.
What's different than that, man? Come on, yeah. And so Carlos Alzaraki.
Oh, right. Yeah, the guy from Reno 911.
Reno. I know. He has done a lot of stuff, but I only know him from Reno.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he's there, and like there's like no one at his booth, you know. I'm like, oh, perfect, all right.
My perfect time to get half price.
Yeah, right.
And you'd take half price because there's nobody here, wouldn't you?
Right, yeah, for real. No, a very, very nice guy, but I mean, he literally looks like he's literally just rolled out of bed and went to this thing. Like, he could have wore pajamas and fit right in, because I'm like, holy shit.
His new role is...
like, his hair's all, you know, kind of effed up, you know, it's kind of longer, you know, and...
Mm-hmm.
And he's very short. He's very little.
He's playing Little Nemo in Dreamland. Coming up.
Yeah. Well, he is little. Okay. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I paid for the selfie, you know, and stuff like that.
Wow.
And
now they like, you pay now to take your own damn picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that a bunch of shit?
Oh, well, whatever. Okay. I mean, you could get like a video thing, but that was like three times as much. So I'm like, well, screw Bob. I'm not doing no video.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
And I like, hey, I only know you from certain things. And he starts going through like a quick kind of, you know, repertoire of his voices he does. It's like really cool.
You don't realize that I'm one of the Angry Beavers.
Yeah. Bring it on. Let's see your beaver. And so, yeah, I kind of wandered into his booth a couple times because I was literally like waiting for the second guy to show up.
You're just hanging out with him. Hey, I'll keep you company.
I was hoping to be like Clint Howard, where he'd just invite me to come sit down with them and, you know, break bread and whatever.
Man, you're such a smooch.
So I went through like every Reno episode I could think of. Like, hey, that one where you and Dangle were naked in the car. I mean, what was that like?
What was that like?
He goes, well, I've kissed most of the cast.
He divulged. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, no, he's a really cool dude. I would, if you get a chance, shut up, wife. You idiot. God, she's so stupid. She's doing the whole, it was a stupid question, Chris. Stupid.
Oh, okay.
And, so you will not believe this, but there is a very short line waiting for Mr. Eddie Deason.
What? I thought he was I thought he was incapacitated.
Well, no, he was there. He was late, but yes, he was about an hour late. Yeah.
Miles, what are you doing here, Miles?
Yeah, he didn't do the kooky voice. He wasn't doing his kooky voice, but
oh, really? Is he kind of like Buddy Love or something like that, where he's all suave in person or something?
No, he wasn't all the, you know, some cool, like Johnny Depp cool MF or, you know, like, really nice to meet you there.
Hey, Miles, yeah. Glad you could make it out.
So I had time to kill, so I'm like bugging the other guests, you know. I'm like, I've never watched the Power Rangers, ma'am, but I'm sure you have a lovely
voice. Like, didn't the bus leave?
Like, your cartoon I don't really find funny at all, but I mean, I respect you as a performer, but your show sucks, you know. I mean,
they're probably all like, you know, buddy, if you applied yourself, maybe you could be on the other side of the table.
Yeah, right. Yeah, taking the money for me. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you wouldn't be the guest, you'd be the guest helper. Yeah,
whatever,
don't worry, I'll be collecting your money, Bob, as you're like the guy getting the autographs, and I'll be like, you know, taking the money from people. Right. Like, okay,
this is Miles. Yeah, he's just hanging out.
No, he's not appearing.
This is totally just like whenever I worked at the library in college, and you just hung out at the library.
Yeah, I know. I had no life.
Yeah,
I hung out with you.
So
that's
how was Eddie Deason? Was he a nice guy?
He was a very nice guy, except like there was two old farts ahead of me. I'm like, and these guys brought like 100 things to sign. I'm like,
oh geez.
Like, dudes, come on, man. I know you guys are excited, but you brought way too much stuff.
And here's my 1941 poster. Remember when you were on the Ferris wheel?
I brought my 1941 magazine.
Did you?
Well, I really don't want to make fun of that part
You're
of it.
Such
you know?
A nerd.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I stole it from my brother, so I think it's actually my brother's. I
can't believe you had a 1941 magazine.
I do. No, I do.
Oh my gosh!
Did you get to meet John Belushi on the movie?
Yeah.
No, I was just on the Ferris wheel the whole time.
No, I didn't even go into that. I was just like, hey, man, why you do these kooky voices, man?
That's funny.
Inspiration, you know, and.
Did you go, what's Michael J. Fox like? He was in an early movie for Michael J. Fox, by the way.
What was that?
It was called...
Zapped.
No, it wasn't called Zapped. What was it called? Zapped. It was called Midnight Madness. It had him and Michael J. Fox and the Dr. Pepper guy. We didn't go see.
David Naughton.
David Naughton, yes.
And
other people as well. There weren't just three people in the whole movie, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, I try to schmooze people as I'm waiting, you know, for the guests to show up. And
yeah, you're a schmoozer.
And so, you know, of course, I have to go up to all the women first. Of course, you know.
you're a lot of OSER words with other letters in front.
Mm-hmm. A poser.
Yeah.
And
a loser.
And I went up to one. I go, you know who you look like? She goes, who? I go, Anne Hathaway. Oh, thank you.
Oh, he's making shit up. You know who you look like?
Kathy Bates. No, I'm just.
You all look like Kathy Bates.
No one's gonna let me sit down.
You all look.
She was a very beautiful woman. She goes, oh, I usually get Marissa Tomei.
You're pulling that. Dustin Hoffman was in Star Wars. I bet you dinner.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, okay, now I got to talk to all the guys. Talk to all the women. Everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting for Eddie Deason. And so there's like some.
Who was the woman, by the way? I don't even know who she was.
I don't even know who the hell it was. I don't watch these cartoons. I have no idea. If it's not Scooby-Doo, I really don't know the cartoons. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
If it's not like Super Friends, Scooby-Doo, or Thunder the Barbarian, I don't know. Yeah.
That was Oompa. Yeah.
And so the last guy I go up to, it's like this big dude, right? He's like, he goes, you know, he was in Stranger Things. He played like the mean Russian guy or something. I'm like, man.
Okay.
I go, you know, I'm not really here to see you.
What do you go into these things and you just make fun of everybody and just put them down?
Oh, wait. Let me backtrack. So all the women, I'm like, hey, listen. And I kept hearing the same thing. I go, you know, I explain what I'm doing there. But I go, I guess I'm not really in your demographic. And like all of them were like, you are. You are. I'm like, how many pervy old men watch these shows?
I don't even watch the CW, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. I'm like,
are you on Riverdale? I don't even know.
I don't know. I felt very weird after that. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm getting the hell out of here. So
yeah.
I go to see this Russian guy.
You probably were like, if they did like a police sketch artist, it would be you.
Well,
the composite of all of our fans, it would be you. Yeah.
Peter Griffin looking son of a bitch.
Yeah. You look like Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. And so the last guy I go up to is this big Russian dude, this actor or something. Mm-hmm. And I go, it's been so long since I watched Stranger Things. I can't think of this, you know, who you were. He goes, oh, yes, I was in it. Oh, yes. And he's done other stuff too, which I didn't recognize. Okay, well,
you ask these poor. Can you list off your credits for me? Because I'm trying to connect with you, but I just can't. Could you go through all of them? You know what I mean? Did you ever do One Tree Hill or anything? I mean,
you look just like Scott Baio. And
you ever see Zapped?
Yeah, Zapped. You like Zapped? Were you in Bachelor Party? Huh? And so I go, well, so you're Russian, right? No, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know where this is going. He goes, no, Ukraine. Oh, my God. This is the second time in a year I have pulled this accidentally. I'm like, oh, no, because I know, you know, it's not really cool. You know, like, oh, shit. You know, because I told him what happened at that restaurant where I mistook this lady as Russian. She goes, no, Ukraine. I'm like, oh, shit.
You're like the anti-UN. You know that?
I know. I'm the people that keep, you know, perpetuating this whole horrible thing. And I go, well, I thought y'all spoke the same language. Oh. I don't know. He goes, well, you know, kind of a little bit, you know.
Isn't it funny how in the U.S. we all have accents? and yet we think in other parts of the world they all don't have accents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if they, it's all Russian to me.
Well, no, even, well, I was even at a museum for like a Czech museum.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I was telling you that the lady in the gift shop was talking to a guy and the guy left. I go, man, you guys really chatting up in Czech, huh? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's kind of like the redneck Czech.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm like, really? You guys have like rednecks over there too?
Southern
like,
Czech.
Yeah. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. It's all the same everywhere. That's the deal. It's all the same.
Yeah, you thought it's just America was like that. I'm like, no, okay.
Well, I mean, everybody's got, you know, they're all different. Everything's
people
different.
We look down upon, you know, rednecks. And, like and
what are you talking about? Look down.
No,
about.
I'm just. I love
you're looking across the dinner table, for Christ's sake. What are you talking about?
I know, I'm looking right in the mirror. That's me. So, so yeah, this guy was very good sport about it. But, yeah, I was like, oh, my God. How, what's the chances of twice in a year of me blowing this, of, you know?
Pretty good. I'd say I'm surprised it's not more.
Hey, shut your mouth in there, all right? No one asked your opinion. Just shut up. God.
That's horrible.
That's rude to interrupt.
How rude. I was going to tell you you look like Anne Hathaway, but not now.
You know what? I was just going to say you look like David Hasselhoff, but you know what? Not now, sir. Yeah, he looked like Drago from frickin' Rocky IV. Huh,
I don't think I remember this guy. But maybe, maybe
I don't know. I don't.
He was at the maybe the last season with the prison and all that stuff.
No. That's what I asked too. Like, oh, no. He was in season two. I'm like,
oh, okay. I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was a crazy.
It takes too
killer.
Long to make these Stranger Things, you know?
I know. I last watched it like 7 years ago, I think. Christ, whenever that stuff came out. Jesus.
Right, exactly. Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So,
well, yeah, that was it. Yeah.
So you're all good? Did you repair relations between Russia and the Ukraine while you were there?
I tried. I my only way out is I'm praying for you. You know, that's my whole thoughts and prayers. And I got out of there.
And then you
I'm
show like, them your collar, and then they're like, yeah. Oh, I see.
What was your name again? Bob
not, not only is he...
if you're ever you. In St. Louis, my name's Bob by. Lament. And this is where I live.
Not only yes. is he developmentally disabled, he's also clergy. It's all good.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was going to talk to Greenberry, but she left. I think that was her name. I was hoping to, but she took off on us there.
Yeah. It's a Russian story, I think.
Yeah, I think you pissed her off. She's probably Ukrainian. You're such an ass.
I don't mean to be an asshole. It just comes out that way.